time for the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk on MSO New Sports, bringing you the latest in high school sports news from the Merrimack Valley in southern New Hampshire. The Sports Desk is produced by Kelly Media and brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, the Sylvan Street Grill. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill and Cranny Self Storage in Danvers. And now your host, Dom Nicastro.
Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, Dom Nicastro here. How's it going, folks? Mid-December show. Holidays are approaching. We're going to have a lot of fun things to talk about near the end of the month with that Commonwealth Motors Christmas Classic. And speaking of that, you'll be hearing from Andover boys basketball coach Dave Fazio after the break. He'll talk a little bit about that Commonwealth tournament, how things are shaping up in the MVC, and how things are shaping up for his team. So let's waste no more time and get on with it. We have Fazio after the break, and then after that, our Silver Street Grill Merrimack Valley Sports Report. So looking forward to a great show again here on msonewsports.com. Thanks for tuning in. Fazio after the break.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Professional builders choose Anderson Windows because they are the number one trusted and recommended window and door brand in the United States. Anderson Windows and Patio Doors offer beautiful natural wood interiors, low maintenance exteriors, and outstanding energy efficiency. See the complete line of Anderson Windows on display at Moynihan Lumber in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or visit us at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget. Whether it's temporary or permanent, Cranny Self Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self Storage today at 978-777-9193.
All the appetizers to get your taste buds going, like sliders, quesadillas, wraps, and burgers. Specialties like tropical grilled salmon, fajitas, turkey tips, steaks, ribs, pasta, seafood, kids' meals. And did we mention 42 beers on tap and 20 TVs for all the games? There's going out, and then there's Sylvan Street Grill, the best place to go on the North Shore in Peabody and Salt. Salisbury.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, Dom Nicastro here with our one and only guest today. It's going to be Andover boys basketball coach Dave Fazio. What's going on, coach?
How are you, my man?
We're doing well. Back at it. Winter's upon us. And we're getting ready to rock. When is, now this recording is Monday, December 11th, but when is opening night?
Tomorrow night, 6:30, home versus Haverhill High School.
All right. Haverhill last year, 8-12. I'm sure they're raring to go, making progress. So, you know, let's just start with the opening question being MVC basketball for boys. How's it looking overall this year?
Everybody's good. That's the one thing about the Merrimack Valley that's different than all other leagues. I mean, this area is just a hotbed for basketball. The kids in the Valley, they play summer league, they play fall league, they play AAU, they play in nonstop at the local Y. It's just a hotbed for the Merrimack Valley. Everybody loves basketball.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, I think last year the talk of the conference was Lawrence. And by their standards, by the public standards, I think they had a disappointing run, you know, ending in the quarterfinals for Division One. Some might say quarterfinals D1, last eight in the state. Pretty good run, but not for these guys. Let's talk about them in a sec. You know, they got wiped out pretty much, right? Or what do you think?
They just reload year after year after year. There's so many kids in that city that play basketball. I would kind of disagree though with the they played Newton North. I mean, that team is a perennial. Yeah. We lost to them in the Final Four. Sometimes with seedings, you just need to have a little bit of luck. And sometimes a team that you really don't want to see, you see. And I think that was just a bad draw for them. I mean, that was a heck of a team, a well-coached team. But that's what happens in the, listen, I've been doing it 35 years. I've had some, certainly some bad seeds and some bad luck in this tournament. But overall, Lawrence was a spectacular team, and they'll be right there again this year. Moose does an amazing job. Those kids work hard year round.
Yeah. Yeah. 23-3 last year. Moving over to you guys, you know, so far an endowment game, some scrimmages, obviously tryouts and practices. You have a little bit of a body of work to view the kids so far, although there's a whole lot of season left, so you're not sure where things will end up. But how do they look so far?
They're, we have 12 kids on the roster. We have a bunch of great kids. I mean, their willingness to listen, their willingness to try new things, their willingness to show up every day on time, willingness to practice hard. They're a bunch of great kids. I think the biggest thing that I have to do as a coach is certainly just be patient. I mean, we lost our backcourt from last year. We lost to Ryan McClendon, who was a three-year varsity starter at point. When you lose your point guard in high school, that's a big loss. And we lost a kid, Rohit Srinivasan, who was also a three-year varsity player. So we're inexperienced, but we have a bunch of just great kids who are really looking forward to competing in the Valley.
Yeah, building off a 13-8 season, and Tribune reports that returning starters are Luca Palermo, Danny Resendez, and that's it, right? Those are the two best returning starters.
Yeah, Luca's a sophomore. He had a great freshman year for us. Was dominant on the post. Hardworking kid, tough as nails. Started probably the last, I don't know, 15, 16 games of the season. He's a big clog for us in the middle. Danny Resendez has been with us all through COVID. He's been with me for 4 years. Started on that Final Four team. Great leader, great captain, vocal leader. So those two are nice two pieces to start off. And then we just have a bunch of just young, new kids who are just trying to learn the system and trying to figure out how to play varsity basketball.
Yeah. And your other two captains are Brian and Will, and you're going to pronounce the last names because they're a little interesting.
Brian Natt, phenomenal athlete, major contributor on a successful, very successful football team. Will play college football somewhere. Will Tutweiler has been with us for a long time as well, was a role player for us last year, and now he's going to be instrumental. And our success, well, he'll take over for Ryan. So Will's been through it. He knows what's expected, and he was actually tremendous in our endowment game on Friday. So I'm really excited for him.
Awesome.
But three outstanding captains, seniors who are great role models for our young kids.
Yeah, and some other returnees over there too: Connor, Josh, and Sam. Right.
Yep. Connor, another tough as nail guard, injured right now, but really, you know, successful all conference football player. Josh Hoffman, captain of the soccer team. So we have some like really good athletes that we have to kind of blend with our quote unquote basketball players. But we take them from everywhere. We take them from the lacrosse field, the football field, the soccer field. Anybody who can contribute will certainly take them. And we have guys who, you know, focus on basketball only, which blends for, you know, a really good team.
Yeah. And I noticed you have another freshman on the roster this year, Joshua Rowe, is it?
Josh Rowe. Yeah. Really good little player, freshman, about 5'7", 5'8". That's, you know, just going to be a phenomenal high school player. He's certainly getting his feet wet, and he's trying to learn the whole thing. It's tough when you go from eighth grade travel to varsity basketball, but he's spunky. He's confident. And our job is just to keep building his game and helping him improve and try to get to where he wants to go this year.
Yeah. Dave, so looking at, you know, the MIAA rankings and everything, you got to have a good schedule, which is inherent when you're in the Merrimack Valley. But outside of the Valley, what does the non-league schedule look like? I know it's always a challenge to get some good teams on the board there.
Yeah. So what people don't realize now, you know, you can schedule to try to win 10 games. That's kind of how it's been for a long, long time. Now it's more, you don't even necessarily have to win 10 games to get in the tournament, as long as you have a stack filled schedule and, you know, you got to beat some teams. You know, we were 13-7 in the regular season, but we had beaten Lawrence and we'd beaten Central, and we were ranked 8, you know, at 13-7. So this year we did it again. We have Newton South. Obviously the Christmas tournament is another three big games. And then we host our own tournament with Cambridge Region Latin, Wachusett's, and St. John's Prep. So there's no easy games on that schedule. You just got to beat a few of them, you know, so you can get the power ratings.
Yeah. And that's, you were referring to the Commonwealth Christmas Classic?
Yes.
Motors?
Yep. Yeah. Yep.
Do you know your first opponent on that?
Yeah, St. John's Prep.
Okay.
So yeah, and the prep field is, yeah, and the field is stacked again. You know, it's same old characters. You know, the Valley, I think, not the Andover, Lawrence, and Central were rated top 10 in pretty much all the preseason polls. Lowell's going to be good as well, but, you know, those three teams are in the Christmas tournament, so we'll probably see them as well. And it should be a great winter, buddy.
Nice. And finally, Coach, like, let's talk about your helpers this year. Is it anything changed with the assistant JV staff, or you brought back the same faces?
Well, my son is retired for this year anyway. We have a brand new little girl, Amelia Domenica Fazio. So he's dropped a grandchild on my wife and I that we're ecstatic about. So he's a full-time dad and working. So one of his best buddies who played at Brandeis and coached at Tufts took his spot, Derek Ritos. It's going to be my assistant. Carol Martini's back. John Pisacrito, who was on a team who went to the finals at the Songus, is my JV coach. And it's Stephen Shaw, who was another great player for me, is my freshman coach. So kind of doing the Coach K move. As I get older, I'm bringing in all the young blood so they have some energy and I don't have to kill myself too much, you know?
Well, you gotta delegate because you got responsibilities with your grandchild.
Yeah, I mean, if you can believe it, this is year 35, buddy. It's insane, but I'm certainly enjoying being a papa and spending time with our family, which is pretty cool.
That's the big moment. What are you gonna be named? And it's officially Papa. That's the name.
Yeah. So a lot of my kids' best friends and they've all had kids already, and all those kids call me Pop Up. So we wanted to just change it for the Fazio kids. Is going to be Papa, and all my other adopted grandchildren are I'm a Pop Up. So we're pretty simple words, buddy.
how old now? How old is she now?
She's 6 weeks, buddy.
6 months. She's
6 weeks. So DJ came over yesterday to practice. It was our first time seeing him. Our guys. I'm certainly going to miss him because he just brings that experience in. He knows how crazy his father is, and he's able to pass that on to the kids, that not to take anything personal and to just keep, you know, getting the message, you know?
Yeah. The Craig Patrick and Herb Brooks dynamic.
You got it, buddy. Yeah.
You know, where you had to have the bad cop, good cop. And,
yep.
You know, it's funny. Rizzioni years later says, you know, Herb is still kind of distant to us. Like the way he communicates with the kid, with his own players, he never gets too close.
Yeah. Well, I certainly love those kids. They certainly know it. And we certainly do coach them hard. We have, you know, great expectations for them. And I think that just carries on for their future. All these kids who have graduated from our program have been very highly successful. And it's a blueprint of showing up, working hard, being selfless, contributing to your team any way you possibly can. And you take that to the real world, it seems to work pretty well.
100%. Dave Fazio, Andover Boys Basketball. Best of luck this season. We'll catch up down the road.
Sounds good, my man. Happy holidays.
All right, you too, buddy. Have a good one.
Thank you.
All right, bye now. All right, Dave Fazio in the books. Always good to catch up with him every year. I wonder if he's the Don of the Merrimack Valley Conference in terms of longest standing coach. I mean, he's got to be up there, right? We'll find that out for you. All right, let's take a break. And on the other side, finishing up with our Silver Street Grill Merrimack Valley Winter Sports Report.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. And if you're planning on remodeling your kitchen or just thinking about it, may I suggest that you visit our kitchen cabinet showroom in downtown Beverly. There you will find some 25 kitchens on display, just as they might look in your own home. And you can also talk with our kitchen cabinet sales team, who really do know what they are talking about. That's at Moynihan Lumber, 82 River Street in downtown Beverly.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Looking for the best place on the North Shore to gather with friends after work, on the weekend, or catch a game? Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill in Peabody and Salisbury. Enjoy daily specials, mouth-watering appetizers, and delicious entrees. There is something for everyone at the Sylvan Street Grill. Come check out the newly expanded bar in Peabody with 42 beers on tap and 20 TVs for all the games.
Sylvan Street Grill.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget. Whether it's temporary or permanent, Cranny Self Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self Storage today at 978-777-9193.
Merrimack Valley Sports Desk back at it here with Dominic Castro. This is our Sylvan Street Grill Merrimack Valley Winter Sports Report. Brought to you by Sylvan Street Grill. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill locations in Salisbury and Peabody. Okay, let's go on. You know, we feel like Fazio in that great interview covered a lot about MVC boys basketball. So in this report, let's talk about MVC girls basketball, how things are looking. You got to start with Andover, defending state champions at 26-0 last year under Hal and Abino. But opening season, big loss to the Division III state champion, St. Mary's. You know, Andover has its work cut out for it this year. They only have one returning starter, Michaela Buckley. I'm citing the Eagle Tribune here. They have a lot of returning lettermen, but they did get wiped out, you know, with graduation. And will it be a rebuilding year? Who knows? Was the first game an off game? Who knows? We will see. But definitely a big shakeup early in the season there when it comes to MVC girls basketball. Central Catholic comes back. They were 9-13 last year. They made the round of 16. They have more returning starters. Abby Fantopoulos, Addison Beers, Kerry Finneran, Shea Montague, all back. So that's basically almost their whole starting lineup looking for improvement. From Central Catholic, Haverhill head coach Doug Ryan, 3-17. By the way, Casey Grange is the head coach for Central Catholic. Doug Ryan takes his team. Sydney Spencer's back starting. Diamond Bellard is back. She's only a sophomore. Sydney's a senior. So a couple nice 1-2 punch right there coming back. Sydney Spencer serves as the captain. Lawrence were only a 5-win team last year, but they do have a lot of returning starters and lettermans. Kelsey Martinez, Savannah Santos, Ariana Vignero, Yera Davila, Keshela Rosario, Yeleni Marquez, Valeska Villa, Naley Rivera. So we're looking forward to big things out of that. Methuen was solid under Ryan Middlemiss. They made the tournament and they lost in the round of 32. They were 12-9 last year. Samantha Fail, Thana Santiago are the two returning starters there from Methuen. North Andover's got Jessalyn Devaney, McNamara heading the team as the coach. They made it all the way to the quarterfinals last year, Division I, round of 8. 18-6 record. They bring back Janie Papel. We think we had her on the show, and Sydney Rogers as starters. So Merrimack Valley, hey, we know it's always going to be tough. So there's your Merrimack Valley Silver Streak Girl Winter Sports Report. Thanks for tuning in. That's our final segment of the show. We will take a break for a week, and we'll be back with updates on the winter sports scene, interviews. Looking forward to it. You can find us here every week, Thursday mornings. We're out the door, msosports.com.